From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Three Syrian opposition officials say rebels battling government forces in eastern Aleppo have received a U.S.-backed proposal to join with civilians in leaving the city under safe passage guaranteed by Russia. Reuters news agency reported the proposal late Sunday, saying rebel groups had not yet responded. The report further stated that Russia is insisting that no final agreement has been reached. Meanwhile, about 200 kilometers to the southeast, Islamic State jihadists were reported to be in full control of Palmyra after 4 days of fighting outside the city. The U.S. Defense Secretary is in Iraq on a previously unannounced visit. Ash Carter arrived Sunday in Baghdad, where he planned discussions with leaders about plans to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State group.
This hasn't been an easy fight, won't be an easy fight, but today I discussed it with Prime Minister Abadi. That was an excellent meeting with him, and we agreed it's playing out pretty much according to the plan.
The recapture of Mosul is crucial to the Iraqis' hopes of restoring their sovereignty. Egypt's official news agency says an assailant threw a bomb into a chapel at Cairo's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral Sunday, killing at least 25 people and wounding nearly 50. There has been no claim of responsibility for the attack. A Kurdish militant group has claimed responsibility for the bombings that killed at least 38 people and wounded more than 150 in Istanbul, Turkey. The claim was made Sunday by the Kurdistan Freedom Falcons, or TAK, a group believed to be an offshoot of the outlawed PKK. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says the Central Intelligence Agency's reported conclusion that Russia interfered in last month's presidential election to boost the chances of winning was ridiculous. Trump called the report another excuse by Democrats for his upset victory over U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
They talk about all sorts of things. Every week it's another excuse. We had a massive landslide victory, as you know, in the Electoral College. I guess the final numbers are now at 306, and she's, you know, down to a very low number. No, I don't believe that at all.
Trump told Fox News nobody really knows who is responsible for the cyber attacks. In the interview, Trump also praised ExxonMobil chief executive Rex Tillerson. He's the likely pick for the country's Secretary of State. Conservatives in New Zealand's parliament have tapped Bill English to be the nation's next prime minister.
This will be a government supporting economic growth and ensuring that the benefits of growth are widely shared.
Last week, Prime Minister John Key announced that he was stepping down after 8 years in office. English is a former farmer who has college degrees in commerce and literature. Gambian President Yahya Jammeh has announced he will make a legal challenge to the recent election in which he earlier conceded defeat. Rival Adama Barrow was the winner of the December 1st vote, but Mr. Jammeh now cites errors by election officials as the reason he will challenge the results in the Supreme Court. In a speech Friday, Mr. Jammeh indicated that he would ask for new elections. A truck bomb exploded outside Mogadishu's new seaport Sunday morning, killing at least 20 people and wounding dozens. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the blast. Rescue workers searched for survivors Sunday following the collapse of a church roof in southern Nigeria. The collapse killed at least 100 people, but some reports put the death toll as high as 160. Hundreds were at Rigner's Bible Church when the roof collapsed. A fuel tanker has collided with several vehicles on a Kenyan highway. At least 33 people were killed. Scores were injured. The death toll is expected to rise. A top Pakistani foreign ministry official said that some members of the terrorist Haqqani network are present in the country, but Foreign Secretary Aizaz Chowdhury says his government is not allowing any group to conduct terrorist activities in Afghanistan. He made the remarks in an interview with Pakistani television. The United States has designated the Haqqani network and its leadership as global terrorists. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.